This is Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show. Go to the website gooddayhealthshow.com. You will find yourself acquainted with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both of them contributors to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Find lots of information, very helpful, it's right on the money when it comes to what's going on currently in medical history, medical research, medical science, the common sense approach on all sides. So Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us. If you want to get the tidbits that are the key points, the highlights, you'll get them at gooddayhealthshow.com in our weekly podcast. Also, Jack and his wife Mary have been working for a long time on the Forbidden Doctor website that they have and their podcast there. So now, as a result of all their work, those of you who have been listening carefully and attentively and have learned a lot from the Forbidden Doctor podcast, there's a VIP membership that Jack, through the Forbidden Doctor, is about to announce. So why wait on the big announcement, Jack? What's going on?
Well, there is a move in some aspects of medicine called concierge medicine, where they try to make themselves much more available to patient base.
I know a lot of people, friends of mine, who are doing that. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I found a fellow a friend of mine who lives in Illinois, had a doctor that was associated with a health clinic, and he got tired of being jerked around by the insurance companies, and he was getting close to the time when most people think about retirement. So he took his practice, moved to Florida. He has 118 clients who pay a certain amount every year, and they fly down to him. And if there are problems, you can call him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever your problem is, and he'll address it there, or you go see him in his clinic. That's it.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. All right. So what did you come up with?
Well, instant texting to me concerning any health questions that you may have concerning you or your family. You can text me directly. You're not going to be going through some clearinghouse somewhere. You're going to be texting me directly.
Yeah.
I'm on call all the time, as close as a cell phone text. You just text me. We can chat until the questions are answered. No one else is offering that kind of health care in the alternative area.
Right.
Right. So you would just go to forbiddendoctor.com/VIP. Also, a free 30-minute consult every month. Besides texting, which is a lot quicker, and because I'm getting texts from around the world, and what we had to do was set up through something called OMD, and if you go to forbiddendoctor.com/VIP, it will explain how this is done, and I am immediately alerted when a text is coming in. So whether it's a child burning up with fever in the middle of the night, it's somebody who thinks they might be having some kind of a crisis situation, some kind of a long-standing chronic deal that hasn't been properly addressed with drugs or whatever else, we usually have the answer you're looking for. But one of the best things about this is, you know, every now and then we have coupons and discounts for the supplements. 20% off all supplements all the time. I mean, these prices are lower than the prices that are on Amazon. And there are some other benefits that go along with this as well. And it's a monthly deal, or it's you can save money with an annual deal. But if you go to forbiddendoctor.com/VIP, you can find out about this. But there's also a monthly call-in Q&A webinar where people can openly discuss their questions anonymously or by name, whatever they want. We're going to do that once a month. And we have a private Facebook VIP where a community of people who are now engaging in this kind of a concierge health thing so they can find out what other people are doing to address problems in a non-drug environment. If drugs are necessary, man, we're going to talk about that. But in so many cases, I mean, even the medical world itself is saying we are so overdrugged. So what we're doing is this through this concierge, offering a way for you to get instant information. You don't have to make an appointment. You just give me a text, and I'll get back to you as fast as I possibly can.
All right. This is pretty annoying, actually, for me, because I thought I was the only one who was getting this kind of service. Now everybody's going to be in on it. This is not fair. Yeah. Not just I'm going to protest.
Well, Forbidden Doctor. I want to take You know, my staff is running scared. What are you going to do? I mean, you got thousands and thousands of people who download these podcasts. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take care of them. I don't care if I got to be up 24/7. I'm going to take care of these people because we are being blasted with just people constantly asking for advice all the time. So we had to structure it into some kind of a program where we can get to as many people as possible and nobody falls through the cracks. All right. So we're going to treat them as well as we treated you, Doug.
There's no benefit to having you here anymore, though. What the hell? ForbiddenDoctor.com/VIP. That's how you go to take advantage, where you go, and how you work your way through all of this stuff will be up to you and how clever you are at taking advantage of the things that they're offering you. So it's all going to be there. You can find the info, ForbiddenDoctor.com/VIP.
Yeah, there's a short video there that explains all this stuff, especially the 30-minute consult. Besides texting, I'll talk to you for up to 30 minutes. If the texting doesn't cover it, let's talk up to 30 minutes.
Let's talk. Dr. Jack. Well, Ken maybe will do this now on his own. He's been very interesting, Jack. He sees all of this coming in. He's become what he calls a preventative cardiologist. There are lots of new things that are going on in the business, whether it's alternative healthcare or whether it's the sort of straightforward stuff, because people are not satisfied. And that's the reason this will work, because people are just fed up with the system, the bickering, the politics. The problem is that a lot of people who don't avail themselves of the information that's available. And that's really what it is. There's so much information around now, and there's no clearinghouse for it. You become very confused. So if you trust Jack and the things that you have seen or watched on the Forbidden Doctor podcast for the past couple of years, his appearances on this program, he's very, very, very well focused on this form of medicine as a Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. He and Mary both are certified GAPS practitioners, and he's convinced me, and I think a lot of other people, that in reality, it's the gut. If you don't have a strong gut, if you don't have the probiotics, maybe even the prebiotics, you take antibiotics, kills everything in your stomach. I was talking to somebody yesterday, as a matter of fact, about this, and I said to her, are you going to take, she's taking an antibiotic for some chronic problem that she has, and I said, so are you going to take prebiotics or probiotics? She said, what are those?
Oh, boy.
So she's obviously not paying attention to us here, but you really need to, as a GAPS, I'm not a GAP, well, I guess I am a practitioner, except I'm not doing as good a job as I need to yet with sugar, but that I'm working on thanks to you and all of your urging. So anyway, that's the story, this new opportunity. Take advantage of it if you feel like this is the way for you to go. You have to make a commitment. ForbiddenDoctor.com/VIP. It's World Diabetes Day, and we'll talk about that plus other things that are of import here as we continue on Good Day Health. If you've never heard of nitric oxide, please listen up. Nitric oxide is one of the most important molecules in your body. It promotes healthy circulation, gets the oxygen and nutrients flowing all through your body, and helps support healthy blood pressure. You can help your body produce nitric oxide naturally by drinking Super Beets. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards. The nutrients are concentrated in a way that makes them usable to the body to create nitric oxide. It's safe. It's natural. So if you want to increase your body's nitric oxide level, go to DougLikesBeets.com or call him at 800-655-4183. With your first order, you'll get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets are working for you. Free shipping as well. Call 800-655-4183 or order by going to DougLikesBeets.com. Do it today. I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature fruit and veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com. Jack, what do you make of Disneyland being shut down this week because of Legionnaires' disease? What do you know about...
Well, you remember a couple of years ago when they had the big measles outbreak there.
Yeah.
And so, interestingly enough, the overwhelming majority of those people were vaccinated for measles that still got it. And now Legionnaires, there's something going on with the food handling in the water system.
Really?
And so before someone gets seriously ill, and Legionnaires is, measles is nothing, but yep. Legionnaires can take you out.
Yeah.
And before it gets any more serious, they have got to run down the source of the pathogen.
Yeah, one patient, I guess, died, but this person hadn't been to the park, had other health issues. But there are 12 patients between the ages of 52 and 90 that were hospitalized.
Well,
that usually
affects older people anyway.
This started in Philadelphia, 50 years ago with
back in the
70s. Hotel?
Yep.
And it was called, because there was a Legionnaires convention going on at the hotel, that's where it got its name. And what actually is it, though?
It's an upper respiratory
on the immune system, isn't it?
And it's an upper respiratory infection. It's not all that unrelated with pneumonia.
Really?
But it depends on your own immune strength, your resilience to disease. Two people can be exposed to it. One gets a fever and a cough for a couple of days, and the other one goes to the other side. Uh-huh. But it affects an upper respiratory function.
All right. So at something this time of year, when we are in a circumstance where we really need to be aware of our immune system, and that's one of the reasons that I'm happy to talk about and underscore what they're doing at Balance of Nature, because whether it's Legionnaires or something less, even the stuff that I've got some kind of a roaming bit of phlegm and post-nasal drip and that kind of stuff. That comes from being exposed to things. And because I was in Italy for a couple of weeks, I didn't have my supplement routine. And so my immune system has suffered. I think once you tune up your immune system, it becomes used to how you're supporting it. So if you want to support your immune system, you ought to go to balanceofnature.com/DJV and get their fruits and vegetables encapsulated. Balanceofnature.com. The promo code is DJV for help with your immune system. Finding out what you have in mind for questions and answers, email your questions to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at DougStephan, STEPHAN. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here announcing this new fabulous opportunity for you to get in on his conscientious... conscientious objector road. Your concierge medicine needs.
Yes.
From the homeopathic side at forbiddendoctor.com/VIP. Okay. From the high priestess of questions and answers comes the question of explaining probiotic versus prebiotic, because I'm taking both of those, and I thought I'd explained it to her, but maybe for the audience, she acts as a consultant as well, as you know, Jack. So it'd be the same kind of question that Mary would ask. What's the difference between probiotic and prebiotic, and why would we want to be on one or the other or both?
Well, remember, from your skin in, only 10% of all the genetic material is human. 90% of all the genetic material are the microbes that live in the gut. And our life depends upon a healthy supply of properly balanced microbes that live within us. And those are what the probiotics are that people will take, especially if they've been involved with antibiotics. But you need them all the time anyway, because antibiotics and pesticides are slipping in through the foods.
Oh, yeah.
So whether you're on a prescription
GMO crap, eating,
well, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Now, we just assume, ignorantly, that if we take a probiotic, it's going to go do the job. But these are life forms that require energy and food sources. And it's not always that easy if we have been sick or if we have a history of, you know, overprocessed foods like this, that there's necessarily the food source in there for them. That's what the prebiotics are. Prebiotics are to make sure that there is a proper, things like inulin and things like this, that there's a proper food source in there for the probiotic to thrive on. And when we get the healthy probiotics in there, it helps to balance things out so that we have an adequate relationship, a symbiosis that's going on between these little bugs that live in our gut upon which our life and health depends, and the fact that we provide them with warmth and blood and oxygen. And so when we take a prebiotic, it's the food for the probiotic, and it's preparing the gut for a healthier population of good probiotics.
All right. And it also can be considered something that you take in advance of, but you take both pre and pro in advance of getting on an antibiotic if you know you're going to go down that street.
Yeah, if you're going to be taking a good dose of probiotics. But if you've got, you know, if you've got the time, the understanding, a little research wouldn't hurt on this. In fact, that's a great podcast topic for Mary and I to get into. The one coming out this coming week's on arthritis, so this would be a good follow-up to it. But you may want to spend a little time, a few days, making sure the prebiotic strength is there to prepare the gut for this change that's going to take place.
All right, so
for your benefit.
This week's you have a weekly, almost a weekly podcast. So this week you're focused on arthritis. What is that? I thought that was you that told me there's no such thing as arthritis. Or was it you that told me that? Somebody recently told me.
Well, they're, you know, arthritis. The only way to really confirm the presence of arthritis is through an X-ray. And you see deposits taking place in joint spaces. And, yeah, that it exists. And we'll be talking about osteoarthritis as well as rheumatoid arthritis, which is definitely a horse of a different color. But both, it'll be coming out this weekend. And it's a little shorter than most of our podcasts. So that, you know, we get it's very concise, very information-packed. But it's one of those things we keep getting requested to do, and we haven't, and we're going to get it done this weekend.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up in a few minutes, a focus on the new blood pressure guidelines, what you need to know about the blood pressure guidelines. That's around the corner here. In the meantime, I have promised about 15 times. It's the worst kind of broadcast. You never do what I just did, and that is say, we're going to talk about World Diabetes Day, and I said it three times, we haven't done it yet. So now it's time for us to deliver on the promise. Introduced in 1991 in reaction to the rise in cases of diabetes around the world, Jack, this day is chosen the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, who was the scientist who co-discovered insulin, first person to use it on humans, going blue. Another global event to mark the day where people wear blue and landmark buildings and monuments around the world are lit up in blue to help spread awareness of diabetes. So let's spend our time and our talents to help people understand this. We have talked a lot about sugar. Sugar, the old term was sugar diabetes for diabetes, but there are two kinds of diabetes, one not so bad as the other, right?
Well, type 1 is the body's inability to produce the insulin that you want. Type 2 is primarily your body's growing insensitivity to high levels of insulin that you are making because of the high amount of carbohydrates that are present in your diet every day, that cells literally become indifferent to the presence of this insulin. We actually have, if I can mention it, podcast 25 goes into this in great explanation between the two. And usually type 1 was just limited to, you know, children. They would be diagnosed in the first 2, 3, 4, 6 years of life.
Right.
And they would be condemned to insulin injections the rest of their life because their body isn't making it. But now type 1 is showing up much later. So there are other causative factors that might be related to type 1. And then type 2 and metabolic syndrome and a few other things that are getting all batched together here is some of the statistics I've seen is maybe 1 in 3 people are headed in that direction because it's connected with obesity and it's connected with a high intake of processed carbohydrates that our bodies just are not designed to handle.
Well, something to keep in mind, the distinction, yes, between the two and what you have to do to prevent yourself, because some people, you have it, as you suggested, some people are born with it, and others will create in their own body by what they eat and how they eat it and what they do, exercise, lack of exercise, all that sort of thing adds to your sugar composition. And you just have to know when you talk to the doctor that if you're over 5.7 on that scale, it's not good. You're
pre-diabetic. Yeah, the A1C. There are ways to address that nutritionally, and that's what we talk about in Podcast 25, and that's one of the reasons we created our Long Life Energy Enzymes.
Well, the Long Life Energy Enzymes and the thyroid capsules are there at the same place where you get all this other information, the connection, ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is something that has been a very important part of your practice as people learn about these things. Supplementation is really very important. You can't get, especially with the food that's being produced by these bums at Monsanto, the stuff that's GMO, there isn't nutritional value to it. You know, you hear me talking about the balance of nature and how to increase and improve your, the bottom line is your immune system has to be working well in order for you to stay healthy. And so whether I send you to balanceofnature.com, use the DJV code so that you get the fruits and veggies that you need every day in a encapsulated form to build up your immune system, you have to have these strengths, and people are not eating well enough to maintain the strong posture that they need to have, especially this time of year, colds and flu and whatever else may be around. You do any traveling. Can you imagine how quickly a pandemic, somebody said that to me at the airport yesterday morning. Can you imagine how quickly a pandemic could spread? If, you know, you get one of these planes that carries 500 people and you're going from, you know, someplace in Africa to New York City and somebody's got something. I mean, the movies, the scary movies that come, I think one of them is called Outbreak. You know, that kind of stuff is
Contagion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily science fiction.
No, but if you have a strong immune system, you can ward off much, if not most, of this stuff.
Again, it's the result of the state of malnutrition that exists in this country. You know, you mentioned Africa, and we think of Africa as, well, you want to see malnutrition, you got to go to Africa. Nonsense. All you got to do is walk out and go to a public school, go to a public elementary school, and anywhere, and you're going to see incredible levels of malnutrition and these little kids that are well on their way to diabetes. And the processed meats that we eat, they're loaded with nitrates. We know that kills the Isle of Langerhans cells inside the pancreas that produce insulin, which is one of the reasons I believe that type 1 diabetes is showing up later in life, where, you know, 50 years ago it was only the little kids. And the staggering level of processed, overly processed foods that we're eating is not nourishing the body the way we are genetically described to be. Mm-hmm. And you look at the major killers of America today, they weren't even in the top 10 list 100 years ago when our, you know, great-grandparents were eating from the farm or eating from some local farm distribution in the towns that they grew up in. Now everything is commercial, the commercial meats, the commercial produce that are oversprayed, that are overtreated, that are loaded with glyphosate, they're loaded with antibiotics, pesticides, hormones. We haven't got a chance until we change the path that we're on, which is what the Forbidden Doctor is all about and how to do that.
The first time ever this week, Food and Drug Administration approving a digital pill. This ought to be good. A medication embedded with a sensor that can tell doctors whether and when patients take their medicine. Wow. Talk about Big Brother.
If they took it at all, is that the idea?
Yeah, right. A lot of patients don't take drugs as they are prescribed. That's a problem for millions of people. And so the experts in this field say that non-adherence or non-compliance to medication costs $100 billion a year because patients get sicker and need additional treatment or hospitalization. So now we're going to take a pill that tells us whether or not you take your pills. Wow.
Well, we need to stick a pill like that inside of our Li enzymes, our long life energy enzymes.
There you go. Yeah.
Because that's the best thing we've ever come up with for diabetes is the long life energy enzymes.
Yep. Don't forget also, as long as we're giving you ways to make your body better and stronger, Krill Omega 50 with the CoQ10. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus that's been around for a while. Now they've added CoQ10 to combine the krill oil, the fish oil, CoQ10 in one small pill. Capla delivers big health benefits, great for your heart, your joints especially. That's why I like it, because I'm getting a little stiff here and there, and this is a way to loosen things up. And as a listener to this program, we have a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 when you call 800-355-1493. The word is spreading because a lot of people want to get free stuff. Why not? Get a free, and then you'll know what this substance is all about. 800-355-1493. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle is yours. You just pay a couple of bucks for shipping. 800-355-1493. Take advantage of it, and actually you'll feel the difference in your body. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. Joining Dr. Jack and I right now is Dr. Willie Lawrence, who works with the American Heart Association. We're going to talk about the new hypertension clinical practice guidelines. Also joining us is Rodney Perry, who's someone whose life and career has been affected by high blood pressure. Rodney, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your story, how your life and career were affected by you having high blood pressure.
Well, first of all, I think I needed that pill you guys were talking about to tell you when you don't take your medication, because I was diagnosed with hypertension, and I just didn't take my medication. I was like, I'm not taking that. It affected my libido. I couldn't satisfy my lady no more. I was like, you know what? I'm good. And that was the worst decision of my life. Fast forward, 5 years later, I'm in the emergency room. Then I went to ICU for 8 days. And then I found myself learning how to walk again because I had a stroke. So it was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Well, Dr. Lawrence, let's talk about the new high blood pressure guidelines. The news media is full of this week and how they will affect. Rodney's told us his story. So how would, in this circumstance, what these guidelines are bringing to the surface have helped Rodney had he been paying attention?
Well, as I found out today, when Rodney presented with his stroke, his blood pressure was 180 over 120. 5 years ago, his blood pressure was probably 130 over 80. That's the new new goal for management of hypertension. It's a recognition that the old goal, 140 over 90, was too high. As your blood pressure increases from 130 on the top number to 140 on the top number, your risk of complications from hypertension doubles. So it's a call for us to intervene at lower levels. Now, that intervention doesn't necessarily mean medication. The numbers of folks with hypertension, Americans with hypertension, has increased from about 85 million to 100 million with these new recommendations. But by and large, the intervention for most of those folks, those new folks with high blood pressure, is going to be lifestyle change, not just intervention with medications.
Well, that's what we preach here all the time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. We're always talking about obesity, the numbers that are connected with people not eating the right foods and not taking care of themselves. But with Rodney, you were really an exerciser, though, weren't you?
I wasn't a stranger to exercise, but I would do it in spurts. And what I'm learning, even through listening to the doc, is you gotta be more regular. I mean, you don't have to do a lot, but if you can get 90 minutes, 100 minutes a week, that's a good thing, and you can really kind of steer your body in the right direction. Of course, you have to watch your sodium intake and watch what you're putting into your body, but all of that works together.
By the way, if you don't know who Rodney Perry is, he's a well-known comedian. He's been associated with a lot of good television programs and is not, you're 47 years old, so it's not like you are over the hill. And I think maybe, Doctor, we speak again to that. This is something that can affect people no matter what their age now, right? High blood pressure?
Well, the prevalence of hypertension certainly increases over time. So the older you are, the more likely it is that you have high blood pressure. As people get above 70, the rates of hypertension increase to almost 80%. So and it's higher in some ethnic groups than others. With these new guidelines, the prevalence of hypertension in African American men approaches 60%. Yeah. But for all Americans, we expect that the rates are going to increase from about a third of all Americans to close to half of all Americans who have been redefined into having high blood pressure. So this is a message that has to reach everybody. There are typical patients that have high blood pressure, but nearly everyone is at risk, and the only way to know whether you have high blood pressure is to check your blood pressure. That's the first step, and to have it checked accurately.
Well, I feel lucky in a sense. I have low blood pressure. Mine averages about 110 over 68, which is good for, I guess, any age, but it's you really have to watch those numbers. You got to be aware of them, first of all, and that's going to the doctor and having a consciousness, and hopefully all this conversation will bring you about to being a little more concerned about your blood pressure. Thanks to Rodney Perry, the comedian, and Dr. Willie Lawrence for being here to get us to focus on these new high blood pressure guidelines. The argument against sugar, the information gets hotter and heavier. You found some info that suggests that sugar may cause plaque in your brain. And that's not good for people who are wondering about Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing. Am I right? What do you have here?
Well, it's at the National Institute of Aging in our country. And some autopsy studies were done on various slides from the brain, from the deceased, in areas where the beta amyloid plaquing was taking place. You know, that the thing that makes an Alzheimer's brain kind of shrink up like a walnut, and we've all seen these pictures, it's kind of grisly looking, but they did studies of those slides. Glycolysis is the process inside the body where your body releases the energy that's locked up in sugar. And at the end of the day, whether you're eating fruits or vegetables or some other form of carbohydrate, at the end of the day, it all breaks down to glucose in the blood. And the process of glycolysis is where the energy is released from the glucose. Well, when they were studying these areas of the brain of people who had died from Alzheimer's, they found interruptions and problems with the brain processing sugar in these areas of the brain. Now, they didn't say these people had too much sugar. They didn't say they didn't have enough sugar. They just found a definite relationship between elevated levels of sugar in this area of the brain as opposed to other parts of the brain. So it's suggesting further study, of course, that's what always comes out of these studies, right, is that there could be a direct link between your body's inability to process the amount of sugar we give it and the fact that it can collect in areas of the brain that are involved with speech and memory.
All right. So is there a how much and a how to, and you know, me, I have a sugar thing and I'm very careful. Now I'm thinking much more. It didn't keep me away from chocolate or ice cream, but I'm thinking more. I don't eat as much cake, but I do see, again, when I traveled, I saw a lot of little goodies. We had lots of desserts. And
sure, especially this time of year.
4 pounds. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. From now until after the first, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas parties, you got the Christmas holiday itself, you've got New Year's. People are always, and then the Weight Watchers people and all the diets, man, the 1st of January, sign up for this, go to the gym, do that. And it's all aimed at getting rid of the excess weight that you have, which is mostly fat. And the fat, yes, contributes the glucose level. I understand what you're saying, and it's,
well,
they're saying
that a diet that has less sugar in it has less chance of Alzheimer's. Now that's, mm-hmm, that's a big statement, but they're saying this is what we found. And you know, next time you got an urge for a Snickers or a candy bar, eat an apple instead.
I do both.
Yeah,
I have an apple and a Mars bar at the same time.
Well, we don't want you losing your memory, Doug. You're too valuable.
And who are you again? Dr.
The guy
Jack,
you owe $1 million to.
Okay, right away. Write that check.